We've been joined by the one, the only, Charles Dickens. Good morning, Charles. Good afternoon, Charles.
Good morning. Good morning. How are we?
Is that a voice you're putting on?
No. That's my normal voice. That's not my Charles Dickens voice.
You don't do your Charles Dickens voice?
No, I'm saving that for my first appearance.
When is your first appearance?
August the 1st and 2nd, right. Isle of Wight Steam Railway. I'm having a Victorian weekend. And they've asked me, Charles Dickens, to go along and read some extracts from my stories.
Brilliant.
I'll be on the Woodland stage during the day at different times, and also walking around in costume, wearing a very authentic-looking wig and facial hair, so that I look just like Charles Dickens when he was about 40-ish.
Right.
Yeah. Be careful what you say.
So you're going to look younger then.
Lots of makeup, yeah.
So what, I mean, you obviously, just in case, it's Kevin Wilson from The Afternoon Show. You do you are an actor.
I am.
And this is obviously where this comes from. There's obviously an idea of yours.
Yeah.
Have you played, you know, Charles before?
No, I've as you said, I've been an actor for a few years, and I run my own theatre company, Origins Theatre. We tend to do brand new stuff, some of which I write myself. But I've always loved Charles Dickens and the stories. I've got the full set at home. I've loved them since I was a boy. Avid reader of them. And I was asked 2 years ago by people in Ventnor if I'd just read Christmas Carol at a Christmas event of theirs. So I went along and read it and got a fantastic response to it, dressed up like a Victorian, as you do. Yeah. But the response from people was just wonderful, and I thought, when I get time, I'd like to do more of this, because people do still love the stories and the characters are amazing. So I thought, as an actor, it's just like it's on a plate, really, because it's just me. I don't need any great preparation. So I've been offering myself around and got signed up by Steam Railway for their event.
Brilliant.
So that's the first big one I'm going to do, and I'm hoping it will lead to other bookings in the future.
So when you get dressed up, you will get into proper character. You'll be talking in a Charles Dickens kind of way.
Well, yeah, not necessarily. I don't know what a Charles Dickens way is, because I've not met him, but I will be. The important thing is that I will be changing my voice, but I'm not just reading out the stories. I'm going to play the characters as they come up in the stories. So I'll have to change my voice. I'll have to be Mr. Pickwick. I'll have to be Nancy in in Oliver Twist. Think before you speak, Ian.
No comment. And
I'm going to be, tonight, Matthew, I'm going to be Nancy.
Right.
Yeah. So Ian's gone quiet, so I'll keep talking.
Have you got to grow beards and that?
No,
false?
I've sent off to a theatrical costumier I know, who has, and a wig maker, and he's made me a wig and the beard and moustache based on images of Charles Dickens.
Oh,
so I will actually look like him.
Mm.
Yeah, so he's a bit shorter than me, but apart from that.
And he's got some dodgy hairdos, hasn't he?
Yeah, well, that'll be me, you know.
What I'm looking at now, I think. Yeah,
you're not supposed to be putting people off.
I was wondering if you were going to grow your hair, Kevin, but you're not.
It's not possible, no. Mine's like sort of cactus.
Don't say
hair.
That.
You're really showing me up, you two. Yeah.
So you've got a voice that you're going to use as Charles Dickens. Can you just give us a flavour of how it goes or not?
I'm still working on it, but I'm just going to deepen it, and I'll be talking a lot slower and more methodically. I will be a little bit better spoken, but yeah, you can't do it until I'm reading the stories, to be honest with you.
Okay, and the first one is on August the 1st.
August the 1st and 2nd, and I'm also be doing Right Over Christmas at the Steam Railway. They've got lots of Christmas events. I think every day up to Christmas, I'm going to be there reading Charles Dickens' Christmas stories as well. and walking around. They'll have artificial snow and everything. So it's going to be really good.
Do you know what? I'm looking forward to seeing you act, because I've not seen you act. And I've heard some wonderful things said about you.
Okay.
So, you know, I've not seen it, but I really must put myself out and come and see you, because maybe we'll come along to, you know, because this is an event that's open to people, anybody can come along.
Yeah.
So,
Can I give a plug to something else then, since you mentioned it? If you're really keen, you can come and see me on Thursday night. My own play called Wake is on in a double bill at Freshwater Memorial Hall for the first time there.
I did a gig there, Kevin, and I died.
Did you?
Yeah, on stage.
Thanks for that.
So wish you luck with that. That's this Thursday, double bill.
Yeah.
Go on.
Half seven. Book at the Memorial Hall, phone them up, or just go in the cabin at Freshwater and get the ticket. £7.50.
Okay. Thursday, because my mum's coming around for tea.
Oh, I'll let you off then.
Yeah.
But don't worry.
I'll be honest.
I'll keep coming up with new ones for you.
Oh, good. I'll be honest. I'd rather come and see you than have mum come around for dinner or tea.
I've seen Kevin in a play.
Have you?
And it was very moving.
Oh, was it My Boy?
Yes.
At the Bartons Rest?
Yeah. Very moving, that was. Yeah.
Thank you, yeah. We're doing that one more time at Ventnor Fringe in August at the Crab and Lobster. That's on August the 11th, a Tuesday night, 6 o'clock. Opening night of Ventnor Fringe.
Do you know what I like about you, Kevin? Is it you're an actor, but you're not a lovey? Do you know what I mean? You're just a, you know.
Why
just
is Shirley laughing?
I don't know. She laughs at everything. Isn't it funny? I mean, my wife is like super intelligent when it comes down to, you know, Dickens and Shakespeare and all that kind of stuff, and she'll rattle all off all this stuff. And I think to myself, hang on a minute, I've heard of Great Expectations and The Tale of Two Cities and all those things. So we're probably surprised ourselves with how much that we actually are involved with or watch.
Yeah.
You know, Dickens or read Dickens.
Yeah, he's everywhere.
Who's your favourite? Which one's your favourite?
What character?
Yeah.
I think the favourite book is David Copperfield. He wrote a lot of that on the Isle of Wight when he stayed in Bonchurch.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and a lot of it is autobiographical as well, because he had a traumatic experience in childhood when he was sent to work in a blacking factory. He was part of a really well-off family. And he was stunned when all that was sort of stripped away from his life and he was sent to work in this really rough factory because his dad got into debt. That's my favourite story of them all, so I'll be reading some extracts from that. And Oliver Twist, Pickwick Papers, which is really, really funny. I'll be reading quite a few extracts from that one. Love Christmas Carol. And some lesser-known ones that he used to read out himself. He used to do reading tours. He was an absolute megastar. He would have been paid equivalent. He'd be like John Bon Jovi today. You know, he'd be flying in a helicopter, paid millions. Thousands of people would come and listen to him just reading his stories. Thousands. And he was paid loads of money to tour America to read them as well. So he was an actor as well as a writer.
So are you like now doing loads of research, or is it all, you know, because he's been around for so long,
I'm topping up what I already know, so avidly reading books about him, so that when people ask me questions, I'll hopefully have an answer. But I know somebody will know more than I do, so I'm not pretending to be the, you know, a living replica of Charles Dickens. I'm really going there to read out his stories and sort of bring back what he used to do, rather than pretending to people that I'm the world's authority on Charles Dickens.
Okay, so people can book you for events that they may come up. Obviously, go along and see you at in August 1st and 2nd at the Steam Railway, and then you can kind of get a feel of what you know be booked for different events and so on and so forth. I'm pretty sure that we're going to see you at a lot more events. You're going to become as high profile as David Randini. Randini's always here, there, and everywhere.
Yes.
And in a minute, it would be Charles Dickens is over there.
In fact, we could team up, couldn't we? Be quite a double act, wouldn't it?
Dickens and Randini.
Yeah, what the Dickens?
So I look forward to that. How can we find out more?
Okay. If you go to our website, when I say our, that's Origins Theatre, my theatre company. So the web address is OriginsTheatre, all one word, .uk. And there's a tab at the bottom of the page labelled Dickens. And if you just click on that, it'll give you a bit of more background and also how to book me for your event if you would like to do that in the future.
Okay, and there is a picture. There is a picture of you, isn't it?
Yes, there is.
Dressed as Dickens with the beard. Because I looked at it and I thought, oh, that's his great granddad was Charles Dickens. That half looked like Kevin, doesn't it?
Kevin Dickens. It's not quite the same, is it? No, I think I'll stick to Charles Dickens. Like, yeah.
So I was just going to ask you that there was loads of things that we know that you know, we've grown up with it, even though it happened years ago. I mean, Dame Shirley went to school with Charles Dickens. I don't really know.
Did she?
Yeah, when you mentioned the David Copperfield story, she was very influential in that story. But you know, there's lots of things. When you see the older type ones, do you prefer the older type ones or do you prefer the remakes? I know recently there was a what was the one? It was American actress that was
Gillian Anderson.
That's the one. We watched
What was she in? Was it Bleak House?
No, it was Great Expectations.
It was, yes. Yeah.
And my wife watched this and she raved about it. She thought it was absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, so did I.
So
I love all of them. I just love seeing the... Because he's all about amazing characters and he used to serialise his novels. He didn't just publish them, he wrote them in instalments. So people got hooked on them month by month. He'd publish extra bits and he'd just come up with these amazing characters, and then to be able to see them now on television and even on radio, to hear people reading the stories, it's just amazing because the characters are just so much fun now. People think it's very wordy, and he is very wordy, so I don't think I'm going to stand there and read the whole of David Copperfield. But I suppose I'm trying to do what he used to do, because he recognised that people like short snapshots, which is why he wrote the novels in instalments. So I'm going to do the same.
Hey, look, thanks for taking time out before the show to come in and tell us, and I hope it goes really well on the first and second. And the details again are on your website, which is
www.originstheatre.uk.
Thanks, Kevin. Charles.